You're listening to The Power of Us on Revolver Podcast.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
El mundo enfrenta una pandemia. Encuentre respuestas y acceda a información veraz y confirmada en el especial de NTN 24 sobre coronavirus COVID-19. Escuche los contenidos de NTN 24 en su plataforma de podcast favorita.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is Rosie and our guest, Eli.
Yes. Go say it, Papa. Go. Check one, two, check one, two.
Say hi to our friends.
Say hi.
Yeah. He's shy. But he is our special guest because we can't get rid of him
right
now. Like there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah, they're just always around.
Still on quarantine. I think the U.S. just added to the 30th, no?
Yeah.
So,
at least in California.
A couple more weeks maybe. And but schools, babe, I don't know. I don't know if that's like
so I heard
a horrible joke.
Schools are like done for the rest of the year.
Well, that's what the superintendent said, but I haven't gotten the email. So according to our district, they're still going back to school May 3rd.
Right.
Because I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, I'm hanging right here, you know, and figuring out being homeschooling the kids, but I don't know if I could do it.
I don't want to do it. Like I don't want to do it forever, you know? It is work. And then
Stop. And then
I don't know about you, babe, but sometimes I'm like, damn it, is Sammy really learning or is she just doing it, you know? Like, is she in that state of I'm here to learn or is she just in a like zombie mode of I'm just doing?
Just let me get through this work so that I can get my snack or my recess or my playtime or whatever. Yeah, she's just like...
So I have all those doubts in myself as a teacher. I feel like I'm teaching her. Sometimes I'm a little too hard on her. Obviously, her teachers don't scream at her not that I scream at her, but her teachers don't tell her like, "Come on, Sammy," you know, like, and that's I do with that with her sometimes. And
she really wants us there, though. Like, how are you guys doing?
Does she want us there, or does she want us to do the work for her? Because sometimes I feel like
she doesn't ask me to do. Well, I don't know, but I know she can do it without me, but say like I'm sitting next to her, but while she's like doing some program or some worksheet, she'll like say she can't do it.
Yeah.
And then I don't end up nothing. I just ask a question again and then she can do it.
Yeah. So I do the same thing. And it's like, what she wants from me is for me to read the directions to her.
Yeah.
But that's a part of the homework for her to know how to read.
Yeah.
You know, like Chester.
So I think she really, really wants attention. And is that normal for a six-year-old? Maybe
I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway, it's tough. This is not about kids. That was last week's podcast. We're in a whole different place because from a whole week you can change so many things, even your thoughts. I mean, the coronavirus thing changes daily. Everything about it changes daily, so we're like that. But you know, we're thinking about what do we do with our kids? But that's not today's podcast.
Today is about what you shouldn't do and pretty much what you shouldn't be doing on this hiatus of the world or whatever you want to call it on this COVID-19 lockup or lockdown
quarantine.
Quarantine.
It's not a lockdown because if it were a lockdown, there would be sheriffs there. You know, I don't think anyone's really getting fined.
Like
the marshals.
Like with hats and boots and a little star and stuff?
Like little Woodies?
Yeah, little
Woodies hanging around. No, but it would be like the marshal and I don't know. But we're not there yet. It is like on an honor system, like self-quarantine. But some people are still being really liberal and it could be worrisome. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys know my stance on fear. When I feel fear, I don't allow myself to stay there. So I have refused to be afraid of anything of this that's going on. I do feel the feelings and then I, you know, let them go and then go back to faith. But even if I'm not afraid for myself or my family or anyone, you follow the rules out of respect for your authority. You follow the rules out of respect for other people, because yeah. other people do get like super...
other people are like super
awkward or scared or paranoid, yeah. And I don't want to be the person that adds more to them.
Right.
So I follow every rule that I can. I've been to the grocery store. I drop off books at the post office. I've been to the bank once, and then that's it.
Yeah. And I found myself wanting to get out every day recently.
Yeah.
Like wanting to go and buy this or buy that and just to breathe fresh air. So instead, I just decided to just hang out in my front lawn, you know, just hanging in the front yard, and we're just outside of the house.
Yeah, we've been having dinner outside in the backyard.
Yeah, and that's been pretty cool.
Nice.
That's been pretty cool.
But okay, so I got this DM, or I was on a live. I was on a live with a family therapist, and this girl asked us, we were talking about a lot of different things, and in the Q&A, the girl told us that she's been cheating on her husband for 10 years. I know. And then she says he doesn't know. Should I tell him? She feels really bad. She's ready to confess. She wants to be forgiven. She like, I guess, is done with this relationship or wants to be done.
After 10 years? Damn, all right.
That's a whole different family. Like, that's, I don't know. Anyway, right. So she asked us, should I tell my husband?
Wow.
Those questions, even if there wasn't a quarantine, is pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Few people are going to tell you what to do in your marriage. I mean, if you ask a pastor, should I get divorced? He will never say yes. If you ask a therapist, because that decision has to be made by you.
Yeah.
One, they're worried about lawsuits. But two, it's like, we can never tell people what to do.
Right.
Because only people know what they're feeling. Now, what I did think is whether she decides to tell her man or not, because there were so many different opinions. The therapist literally said, you don't ever have to tell him. But when I asked, I know, she's...
What the hell? I just snapped my neck at her just for everybody listening.
Yeah, the therapist said, if you're sorry, and she said she's been a therapist for 20 years and she's gone through this so many times, and that it only gets worse, or I don't know. She said...
It's very convenient for that therapist's husband, let me tell you. All right.
Uh-huh. What do you mean?
Apparently if she's going to say that, then okay. Then pretty much, I can cheat, just not tell her.
No, obviously you don't want to do that. We're at a place where the person is repenting.
Right. No, yeah.
They're not, I don't know. So anyway, I said, you know how I am. I'm super honest with you. I tell you everything, mm-hmm. like even like a dream or a thought. But you said you would want to know.
Yes, I would want to know.
Even on quarantine?
No. That's what we're talking about. Things that you should do and you should not do on quarantine. So homegirl has been keeping the secret for 10 years. Like, just because you're with him, you're stuck inside the house with your husband for, a month and a half?
We don't know why she wants to confess now. There can be many things.
So this is what's going to happen. Well, this is not what's going to happen. But what's happened with us is that me and Rose, for a lot of you guys that don't know, we've gone through very, very verbal arguments, and we've gone through a couple physical arguments. And they can get bad, you know? Like, I never thought I was going to die by Rosie or something like that. And then I've done scary things where I black out and stuff like that. And just some bad stuff has happened, and it just all happens from just rage and anger. And that's one of those things that really can turn you dark.
Yeah. It's one of those things that like crimes of passion happen. There's literally in the justice system a section of like, oh, that's a crime of passion. That means that someone found out something or saw something and they get so much passion that they can kill someone. So that's what I'd be worried about for this girl.
And just to be really, really straight up, especially in the beginning stages, you can't work out a cheating thing within the two parties.
Right.
Like in the beginning stages, like this goes through counseling. It goes through you telling your friends, telling, you know, it goes through you telling people that you trust and getting advice from them and them calming you down.
There's a mediator.
There's a lot of just desahogándote and stuff like that. And in the beginning, at the end, it resolves and it does come back to both of you. But in the beginning stages, you don't want anything to do with that person. Not in your healing process, not in your venting process, not in anything. I at least I wouldn't, You know, at the end, yes, it ends up being something, a resolution that you both have to come to. But geez, in those beginning stages, you kind of hate the person. You're upset. You're saddened by the person. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many emotions. And then it's like,
you're assuming, because you've never been cheated on, boy.
I'm assuming. Yes, no, I've never been cheated on. But
yeah. But any type of like lie or betrayal.
Yeah, like just something huge. Or, huge things can happen like
so,
that.
The time is not now, is what all I could say to her. I don't think the time is now.
You just had to throw it really quick. You just had to throw it, just clear out there.
Oh, you were talking like you were sure. I'm like, I just need to know. I haven't cheated.
All right. I know. Okay. Yeah. No, you haven't.
But you can get super duper upset at your partner. A confession like that takes so many steps. And I think that you have to really see the reason why you're doing it. Cause I think she's like, oh, I want forgiveness. Well, yeah, man, but what if he's not ready right now? He's not in the mental state. So like he's now, not in the space. He's alone. He's stressed about money. He's not working. He's claustrophobic from being in the house for 30 days.
So she wants to do this because
you want to tell him? I think
in this time she can't leave him or what?
He can't. I don't know. It could be even a little selfish to say, this is why I'm going to tell you. Because if you're going to tell someone, wouldn't it be so that it helps them, so that it betters them, so that they receive honesty rather than I'm going to tell him so that he forgives me? Yeah. That was her reason.
Yeah.
Because if she wants forgiveness, well, she can go to God. And obviously she is going to either be forgiven or not forgiven by her husband. But you have to also see the state of the other person. Are they in a place to receive this information?
Right.
Meaning, can he get help?
Right.
Will he have someone he can talk to? Can he go out on, you know, long rides? Or I don't know what you would do in that situation. You can't hit the gym. You can't go to church. You can't join a men's group. Like, he's just going to be alone with this right. information. So to me, it seemed like it's definitely not the right place, because it seems a little bit selfish of her to not think of him. And two, because there's no one that can help you right now.
Yeah.
And three, you're probably going to get in a really bad situation, and it's going to be you and your children, nothing else. And I think the government is still working with like domestic violence and stuff like that. But
yeah, there's obviously
it's tripled,
not obviously, but yeah,
it's tripled since the quarantine. So there may be like a lack of caseworkers. So anyway, so what else?
No, it's not. It's not a lack of caseworkers. It's the abusive man not going to work anymore and being at home.
No. But what I mean is, because DV has already gone up 3%, I mean, 3 times, all those caseworkers are overworked.
Right.
So they're going to take longer to get to these people.
Oh, yeah. Get
me? Mm-hmm. Like, there's overload in work. They didn't hire more caseworkers.
Right.
They didn't hire more, you know?
So in that case, if you have something, a confession that is very life-changing, your relationship changing, I wouldn't say that.
Not
like
yet.
You should have said it before, but now, like, don't do it. Because everybody right now, some people feel a little down in some way, shape, or form. Down because either they got laid off, down because... So everybody's battling with anxiety, and it looks like the wave is turning into depression. So it's going to go from anxiety into depression. And right now, what we don't need another reason to get more depressed. So I would hold off on that information. I believe that you should confess if you've done something incorrectly that is on your heart, that is burdening you, that is something that your partner has the right to know.
Yeah.
Yes, I think you should do it 100%.
Well, the Bible says that the truth has a place and a time and a way.
Wow.
Yes, the truth always sets people free. It's not going to feel like that to him. It's not going to feel like that to you in the beginning. But it has a time, a place, and a way.
Yeah.
So I don't think this is the time or the place.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. So,
but what else shouldn't you do?
There's a couple of things that you shouldn't do. There's a couple of things that I think a lot of us are doing that we shouldn't be doing. And that's what we're going to get to after the break.
Hey, babe, did you hear that another man was accused of sexual assault in Hollywood?
Seriously, it makes me so happy that women are speaking up. That's why I wrote My Broken Pieces, and you can find it on rosierivera.com.
All right, guys, welcome back from the break. So that was a crazy one. That's a really crazy thing of whether you should or you shouldn't do.
Sad. I was just down.
Now let's liven it up. Let's pick it up a little bit more. All right, check it out. So things that we are doing or that we shouldn't be doing in this time, and that is being lazy. Lazy. And I think a lot of us started off being lazy, or a lot of us started off being productive, and now we're kind of becoming lazy. Like, I find myself, we go on morning walks every day, and I find myself wanting to find an excuse to sleep in and not go on that walk in the morning. You know, I find myself not wanting to do things, but I have to force myself, because that laziness is going to lead to procrastination. And if you're not like on your toes, by the time this thing leaves, because I truly believe that this thing is going to leave from one day to the next. And when that thing is gone, when the vaccine is made or something happens that we have the solution and nobody else is going to die from COVID, everything's going to go back to normal. And we're going to have to find our groove again. And if you're not already on it, I think you're going to miss that boat.
Okay, so as a partner, if your partner is being lazy, if your partner is overeating, basically if your partner is thickening up, do you say anything? Because what can your partner, like, what would be the nice way? That's tough in general. But yeah. Now on quarantine, when you know he can't hit the gym, when you know she can't go to Pilates, like, when you know, like, do you tell them, or do you kindly say, like, or should you just let it go because you know that they're probably depressed or stressed and just sitting at home?
No, I understand.
Should we tell each other?
It's hard in that time. I think you have to take the approach as we, you know, even though, like, it's not happening, I guess.
Even though it's not we. Well, yeah. You guys are one flesh.
Yeah. So take the approach as we, and then two.
If your husband gains 20 pounds, you just did too, because you're one flesh.
Right. Yeah. And so take that approach. And then, like, when you bring it up, like, be like, hey, we're going to be stuck in here for a bit, and like, we're not going to be able to do stuff and things like that. So why don't we just buy healthier food, healthier snacks, rather than getting the chips and the cookies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Instead, we'll just buy more fruit. So if we're going to eat, at least we're eating healthier stuff.
Okay.
You know, because it is like, we're, me and Rosie are fasting right now. And it's kind of hard not to want to eat when you're just at home and you don't really have a schedule. Like, you don't have stuff to do. Yesterday was awesome because I had a lot of stuff to do yesterday, and I was working and I was just focused on that. But today I found myself wanting to walk to the kitchen just randomly. And I think that's what people are going through. So the best advice I think I could give there is, like, we have to focus on not buying stuff that can get you fat.
You know, what's funny is that I can be really good during the week. Well, not really good. I always need something sweet, but like, pretty good during the week with my eating habits, and the weekend comes and there's really no weekend because it's all the same, but yeah. I'm just like, cheat weekend, and I'm just like, yeah. We're still at home, we're still doing nothing, it's exactly right. The same, but my mind is so programmed,
yeah,
that's what you do. But yeah, so anyway, what you shouldn't do, don't tell your partner he or she is fat. Like, ¿de qué le va a servir? You're only going to hurt them. They're already
It's going to make them want to eat more.
They're in a bad stage right now.
So you should just hold off on that. But yes, start making changes in what you guys buy when you guys go to Costco and wait in that line for 5 hours just to get a gallon of milk or something like that.
Okay, so what if your partner isn't like getting done up at all? Like, we know that there could be a bad hair situation going with a guy or a girl. Like, maybe roots are showing or extensions are falling out. The guy is all hairy. Do you tell him? Because we can't get help. Like,
right. Yeah, no. I think.
Or do you tell him, hey.
I was thinking about that today. Like, this is a season for cuachalote in a sense. Like, but everybody who dresses like that is like, you know.
It's okay.
Well, I mean, to a certain extent, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? What are we getting dressed up for?
For each other. Now is the thing. Now is the thing of like, ¿por qué te arreglas? Pues para ti, mijo. You know, like, for each other. Or do you really dress up for other people?
No, you dress up because you're going to have to go out.
So you only do your best for other people? For business meeting, for church? No. Or do you do your best for the person who's going to sleep with you at night?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so right now, I'm wearing hats every single day because I have really big, thick hair, but I can't do anything with it because the sides are really bad. I look like one of those, you know.
Why don't you cut your own hair?
I'm not going to cut my own because my hair is way too nice for me to cut it, babe. Like, this takes me maybe 3 months to get it this big. And if I screw up and I go down to here, like, it's not worth it. Like, we'll be out of COVID and I'll still be walking around looking all funky. And so I'm just wearing hats all day. And if I wear a hat, I can't wear a button-up shirt because then you're just ridiculous.
Right.
All right?
Okay. So, well, okay.
But look, check this out.
But should the girl, like, not one day do her makeup?
I think we should trim up. So I do my best not to walk around wearing the same thing like 2 days in a row and stuff like that. So I'm not trying to like wear the same t-shirt that I wore the day before just because I'm not going to go anywhere. I put on a new black t-shirt. Granted, you think it's the exact same t-shirt because I have about 30 black t-shirts.
But
because we've been home, I've been spicing it up. Like I've been throwing on hoodies and then I put on a gray hoodie today and stuff like that. But hats is like, this is all I can wear right now because there's no point in me doing my hair. You know, I threw on this watch for you.
That's cute.
I threw on this watch.
It's nice. Still don't have your ring on though.
Well, we had that conversation last week. Lo tuvimos en español. There's no reason for me to have a ring on just so my suegra can know that I'm married. You know, because I ain't going nowhere. So.
All right. Okay. All right. So you don't tell him he's a guachaloto, or you do, or does a guy tell a girl like?
Okay. Yes, I think we should get ready. Look, we've tried to do it. We haven't done it yet. We've been in this, in reality, we've been in this for about 2.5 weeks tops. And we haven't had a date night. And we're supposed to have a date night. And I think we should.
Once a week.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think we should try to
But what are we going to do?
We're going to probably drive to In-N-Out, get our food, come back home, park in the car, and just roll the windows down.
That'd be tight.
Put on a movie, and we'll eat. And we'll watch it or something like that. So that's something we can do. But yes, I don't think you should stop trying. Like, don't be in pajamas all day, but at least go to like that LA California girl wear, which is she's wearing yoga pants, but she hasn't visited a gym in like 6 months.
I'm running, dude. I wear pants. I wear yoga pants because I run in them.
You do, but you know, just to let you know, like I know you're kind of throwing shots at me or something like that.
I'm not throwing shots at you.
But like, we're equivalent right now. You wearing yoga pants, the same thing as me wearing gym shorts.
No way, dude.
It's the exact same thing.
Do I look good in yoga pants?
Yeah.
Do you look good in shorts?
Why? They're shorts. What are you talking about? You're wearing clothes that takes you to go work out. Okay? I'm wearing clothes that takes me to go work out.
I think my husband could still be attracted to me in my yoga pants. I do not think your wife can be attracted.
You think I can? Okay. So right now, you find that sort of attractive? No, honestly.
Queen, of course.
Yeah, okay, yeah, great. Yes, I understand. Yes, it's your sister. I understand. Does that sweater do anything to your figure?
But that's why I'm wearing tight pants. So that you can see my legs and my butt. And you'd be attracted.
Oh, okay. So I'm just supposed to look at you from the waist down.
Well, do you not know anything about fashion? You go tight on one place and loose on the other so that it's relative and all this stuff.
I guess, yeah.
But you do not look good in shorts, and I've told you that.
Okay, so, what am I supposed to do? You want me to wear jeans every day?
You have some really cute joggers. You have real cute.
I have one pair of joggers, and I wear those. Yes, and I wear those.
I haven't seen them once in this quarantine.
Oh, stop, you're lying.
I haven't seen your joggers.
Look at Jackie's log. I'm wearing them in there. Yes.
You were wearing Adidas joggers?
Yes, get out of here. Yes, I was. And so what else?
Don't tell them? Or should a guy be able to tell a girl, hey, girl,
I think you guys should plan it. If you guys want to see that, you guys should plan it.
Okay, so plan it's a
one day.
Thing.
Yes, plan it one day and stuff like that.
So it's because, a date
I mean, some people, like I said, some people are feeling a little down. They're feeling depressed, so they're not trying to get ready. But just FYI, you've been putting on makeup for this podcast and for Zoom calls and stuff like that. You ain't been putting on makeup like just because.
No, I'm not, because it takes time. Yeah. And if I can be with the kids,
do you think?
I think I should do it once in a while for you, but I'm not going to do it every day. Like if I don't have to be on a Zoom call, I probably won't, just to be honest. You guys see me on my Instagram. You guys are always talking about me not doing my hair and stuff. So, and my makeup. So no.
Okay.
Can you guys hold on a second? Sammy has been trying to interrupt us forever. Sammy, baby, we're on a podcast.
Sammy.
Baby, I don't know where the phone is, baby.
Go get it, please.
Okay.
We can't get rid of them.
We can't expel them.
No.
You're not adopting us.
we can't send them to a nurse's office because then it'd be one of us.
All right, so back to the podcast.
There's another one. Okay, there's another little kid that belongs
close
to
the
us.
Door, please.
Okay.
And we're not going to edit that out.
I know. Just leave
close
it.
The door.
It's life. Thank you. Okay, so what I'm saying is, do you tell the person? You can't control your significant other. I don't want to do my makeup, I won't. Look. If you want to wear those ugly shorts, you will. Do I tell you, or do I just bite my tongue for the next 30?
We got to deal with each other. Like, what matters, honestly, right now? What matters? Like, me wearing these shorts, or us spending time and actually bonding and not just being in the same room for the next month
bonding,
and a half?
Definitely, yeah. Bonding.
Okay, so honestly, what matters? The fact that you have makeup on, or the fact that we can just chill and talk and laugh in this time, build memories.
Right, I agree.
So okay. It's like that kind of stuff can bring some tension. Do you need that tension?
Exactly.
Do you want that tension? All right, now something that we're all doing, or that a lot of us are doing, and that I think it needs to stop, is binging. Binging on
anything.
On shows, on anything.
Because it could even be work. Some people are still working or finding ways to work, or like, you know, finding where to place their time, but then they're still not giving their significant other, their family, whether they're in the same home or not. They're not texting anybody. They're not, you know, finding a deeper relationship with God or with some, they're just binging on something.
Yeah.
And I think that's wrong too.
I definitely agree. In this case, everybody and their mom is binging on Netflix, movies, TV shows, series, whatever you want to call it. Doing that is cool and it's understandable. And we were all pretty much doing that in the first couple of days that we were on it. But you end up figuring out that you're just wasting your life on YouTube, on Netflix, and all that stuff. And you're not doing anything. We can actually take this month and a half as time to really do something good for our families, do something good for ourselves, like build a relationship, build memories. That's honestly what's on my heart.
Yeah.
Is to build a memory. Is to make my kids remember something, or to instill something in them, build memories with my family, do stuff with them. And we've just switched it up. So I'm not saying stop completely cold turkey.
Yeah,
that's not what I'm saying.
You do
like,
need some
mindless
entertainment.
Yeah, we have, me and my wife and I watch a show at the end of the night after like around like at 9 from like
the same like, show you're watching. Everybody's probably watching it.
Like at 11 to like 1, because we can't sleep. Nobody can sleep all of a sudden.
Which is something I think we really have to watch, is like allowing ourselves to be up till 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because we have school. We can't sleep in the way some people are.
Right.
And if you're single or if you don't have kids, then I guess, you know, but we should really watch how many hours we
have. Just really focus on building a relationship with your family in this time, or just doing something for yourself, learning something new. Figuring something out about yourself, bettering yourself rather than that. So that's our list of what we feel that we've done, or that we see people, a lot of people are doing that we shouldn't be doing, and the things that we should pivot and change about. So there's a lot of great things that we can take advantage of in this time. And it's like, really think about it to yourself. What can I do that can better my life and I can come out of this being different? You know, what can I do emotionally, spiritually, physically, that can change my life for the better?
Yeah. So a summary. Do not make any big confessions.
Good.
Don't tell him he or she is getting fat. Find another way of saying it. Do not binge on anything,
right,
whether it's food or shows or work.
Don't just do your best not to lose your head. We're here. And just accept
honestly,
it.
Honestly, we don't know till how long.
Yeah.
The president said April 30th, but I don't know.
Yeah, they keep extending it. And so I wouldn't doubt it if they would extend
it. I'm not trying to look at the future either. Don't live the present. Don't say like, we're going to be here 8 months. We don't know that either. We might not. We don't know if it's going to be in a week or 8 months. Don't live in the future. You're living right now. You're alive right now. Your moment is now. So live your best life with what we got. This is what we got right now. Live it the best that you can. Don't live in the past and don't live in the future. That's where the anxiety comes from. from. It's like, I don't have any, you know, what if, don't live off of what ifs. Live the right now. If there's an issue going right now, then ask for help. Mm-hmm. The government's giving, you know, money, and churches are, and, you know, just find someone that can help you. But don't live in the future.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us. Last, don't stop buying toilet paper. Don't buy any more toilet paper. Just to let you guys know, a quick fact, a roll is supposed to last you a week. So if you have 30 rolls, you have enough for like a year and a half. All right. So I would just keep that in mind. 52 weeks in a year. You know what, Rosie? I didn't go to Irvine. So we'll see you guys next week. Okay.
Bye, you guys.
Hola, my name is Enrique Santos, presentador de Tu Mañana y On The Move. Quiero invitarte a escuchar mi nuevo podcast, Hola, My Name Is, donde hablo con artistas, líderes de nuestra comunidad y personas como tú. Mi meta es que juntos conozcamos más sobre los triunfos y las derrotas de mis invitados y que a través de sus historias nos empoderen y nos motiven a superarnos. Lanzamos el show con J Balvin, he's awesome, un artista colombiano que ha revolucionado la música latina y que sigue superando récords mundiales. Él nos cuenta abiertamente sobre sus inicios, el secreto de su éxito y los aprendizajes que lo ayudan a preservar su autenticidad. A partir de este martes 7 de abril, podrás acompañarme todas las semanas a conocer más a fondo a un invitado especial. Puedes encontrar mi podcast en la aplicación digital de iHeartRadio, la descargas gratis, o en donde prefieras escuchar tus podcasts. Hola, my name is The Podcast, a partir de este 7 de abril.